Hello and welcome to the Perspective Lens podcast. I'm your host, Destiny Hop, and today's guest joining us is a voice actor, and he recently did an Arby's commercial. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jason Head.
Hello,
Hey, how
thanks
you
for having me.
doing?
I appreciate it.
All right. So, let's get started. When did you start acting?
Started acting. I mean, it starts with church plays, the usual Christmas plays that you would have in Baptist church. And I would say it really started to blossom around when I was like 12 or 14 when we were in Yeshiva and we did Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay. And what type of is there like an actor that you kind of got inspired to act, or anybody that you really like, actress or actor?
Who inspired me as an actor? I would say Sidney Poitier.
Okay.
He delivers everything with such class and poise that I'd never seen, and at least in the earlier movies, because everything was always the mockery of black people, or we had to speak in a certain southern tone, and some people had to do that to make it or at least to act. And some of that was a reflection of their actual reality. So I don't shame them for it, at least not most. But yeah, Sidney Poitier was definitely a huge influence. Denzel Washington brought a visceral and grounded performance for me. So I'd say that's why I admired him. And then there were a couple others. Andrew Garfield, his performance in Plan Boy A or Boy B, Boy A, I think, was like, it was super emotional, and I really liked it. That and Hacksaw Ridge.
And so last year the SAG actors like did a strike. What is your thoughts on that strike? Did it make a difference in the industry or nothing at all?
I'm not yet a SAG member, but after looking into some of the situations, it feels like even after the negotiations wrapped up, I feel like we still sold ourselves out. I feel like there's not as many as there should be protections as far as for voice actors in video games, as well as we don't get a fair market share of what's going on because we're contributing the very product that millions of people get to enjoy for perhaps maybe even a generation or two. And we're creating classic stories using our own take, and for us to get such a small portion of the royalties from all that is kind of like what's going on. And then with the studios trying to take our images, not hire us again, not use us for usage, and like it just feels like super robbery. And yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, so you were in a film called Shooting Guard and you played Kenny P. Can you tell me about first what the movie's about and how did you get the role as Kenny P?
I was approached by Luke Ostermiller. He is the how to say, he's a head runner for Lost Films. They do like music videos. They do all sorts of films. I think that was their first feature film. And so he actually came to me. He's like, "Hey, I thought about you for this project," and that's pretty well. I think it was both him and Agape. He approached me and says, "I want you for this role." And I was like, "Cool, let's go ahead and shoot it, you know." And I had some fun with those guys, and I'm really happy that that they were able to make their dreams come to fruition for that whole project. So yeah, but Kenny P was, it was fun. It was a little awkward though, I gotta admit. We went to the freaking strip club to film one of those scenes. And like in between takes, because we're not like actually in the inner part of the strip club, we're in this little like this little outer lobby where they sell tickets or entrance or whatever. And there's this one guy who came in. He was an older fellow, older white dude, and he's all like, "So do they allow touching here?" And I'm like, "I don't know, man."
You
I'm
sound
not into it. I'm not
like you're gonna
really
do it
into that.
anyway, so why
Yeah,
ask? The
he sounds like he's gonna like, you know, with
heck?
wide eyes, be like, hi, can I touch you? You know,
Mm-mm.
one of
And that's an up and
those.
coming film about a college basketball player who is forced to make like difficult decisions to support his mother after his older brother is killed. So what kind of how were you preparing to play that character, Penny, Kenny P? How did you prepare? Was it a significant thing to prep for his? Because that I've seen the movie and he's an interesting character, I would say.
I'm just drawing from parts of myself that are already weird. So I just dial it up. I dial it up. It normally around people, you keep it to a 10. Around yourself, it's about a 60, 70. In the film, if it calls for it, you dial it up to about a 90 or 100 or 110 if you're doing something really corny. But yeah, for that, it just, you know, you just draw from, I don't know, kind of like first impulses. Yeah, you're drawing from like first impulses of like, what would I like to see? All right, now let's do it, but do it seriously so that they think it's funny. Excuse
Right.
me, sorry.
No problem. And the next project you did was an Arby's commercial. Can you tell me about that experience?
Oh, the Arby's commercial. That was, so they had us be brand ambassadors, and it was like a spur of the moment thing. A friend of mine, Danielle, told me about it. I'm like, sure, I'm off of it. Or at least I wanted to do something different to break up the monotony. So I was a brand ambassador for this thing that they called a hike through. And Arby's, instead of a drive through, they did a hike through. And it was like a sort of like a 4 mile hike. I didn't have to make the whole hike. They drove us up via some off road vehicles to certain checkpoints along this mountain. I remember my station was like just leading people on the stretch. I don't know if that ever made it to the end product, but yeah. So, and then after people were done passing all the checkpoints, they would then go to this really remote location, and they would eat the new Arby's sandwich. And the sandwich was pretty good. You know, I don't know why my throat was really dry. Maybe it was because of the altitude, but it was kind of hard going down. So it's like, they gave you like one Sprite. I'm like, I'm gonna need more than
Right.
that.
Well,
So,
to segue from your voice acting, what do you like about voice acting different from, I guess, physical acting or on screen?
with voice acting, I feel like I have more versatility because it's with, you know, on screen acting, they depend on, you know, your look, and you have to almost act like your look. Sometimes, unless the script or the director has a big enough imagination to see you as something different. And I can't fault anybody for having certain types, but you get, in a sense, you're going to get typecasted for about three different types of roles. You know, it'd be great if you get casted at all, but it kind of sucks, you know, when you're limited by that. With voice acting, people just go by your voice, and they you can transform into all sorts of different beings without all the physicality. You're still being physical in your voice acting, but it takes a lot less, and it's a different medium entirely. So I can't wait to get back in classes and to incorporate that into the skill set, because boy, they're rusty.
Yeah, because you have a nice, rich, deep voice. I heard some of your audio videos or audios. What type of character? Maybe Mufasa or Darth Vader or whatever. What character do you see yourself? That's maybe a new character that you've seen or heard of. Would you like to play as or portray or whatever?
You talk about legendary known characters?
Any characters, actually, yeah.
Any characters? I would say that if I got to choose what type of character I got to play, it would be the unhinged villain. They get the most freedom and creative outlets, I feel, because they get to do so much more, and you get to go places, especially if the if the voice director allows you to go there, or a coach or director, whichever, and if the client likes it and such, you get to go all sorts of places that that the morally bound good characters cannot or will not go to create that difference in reality. Because like those are the most fun characters by just being evil.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to play a game called A Trip to the Cinema with Jason Head. And I got
Okay.
this idea from another podcast.
Cool.
So let's start. So we are in the audience and you're taking us to your perfect day at the movies. First, do you prefer to see a movie in the morning or at night?
Oh, good question. Depends. Usually, I'm going to go see a movie if, like, after work, and it's going to go hang out with friends, and I'm tired. But sometimes that night experience is like when you kind of want to chill for the rest of the day, and you're okay with taking that cinematic journey. But if you do it in the morning, your brain is kind of fresh. So I'm going to say the morning.
All right. Okay. What person would you like to enjoy the time together at the movies with, living, dead, or famous or not?
I really don't know because some people's like behavior is different in movies. Some people want to talk and a little bit, add some commentary here and there. But my first choice that came up in my head was Denzel Washington. I
Okay.
think he'd be kind of cool. Like if you went and watch what is that movie he's that the movie the four movies he's done so far, not Taken,
Equalizer?
Equalizer, yes, Equalizer, thank you. If I got to watch The Equalizer with like the people that if I got to watch any flick with the people that made it and can give me an in-depth breakdown. So like what if I come across a scene like I don't understand? Then it's like, okay, I kind of wish. And then you gotta go searching online through all the videos trying to find what they meant by that scene and maybe somebody else thought the same thing. So then you read a bunch of Reddit. I'd rather just hear from the horse's mouth. What did that seem? What did that significant? What did that signify for you? And what else did I miss while watching this? There's always creative challenges that they're hopping through to get certain scenes done. It's like I want to know the tea,
Okay. What time are you going to the movies? Well, you said the morning, so it'll be, I guess, early morning or 11 or 9 o'clock or whatever.
I'd say 11 p.m. is probably prime time
Okay.
and noon. So that you still have the rest of the afternoon and evening to, either digest how good the movie was or, forget all about it.
Where in the cinema are you sitting? The front row, the middle seats, or way in the back?
Middle seats.
Let's see.
Yeah.
So let's go down to the lobby. What beverage are you having and what snacks are you eating in the morning?
Definitely gonna get a root beer.
Root beer.
It depends because in some movie theaters they go cheap on a lot of their snacks. So I'm probably gonna have some pretzel bites with cheese and or what else do they offer? Or cinnamon pretzels, pretzel sticks or pretzel bites or churros or the cinnamon sugar pretzels. Love those. And candies. I would say Sour Patch Kids.
Okay. I wasn't thinking about the prices like that. In that case, I'm bringing my own snacks. I'm pregnant and I'm putting it inside of my
You already know it. You already know it.
So we got your snacks, we have a drink, we're leaving the lobby, we leave the foyer, and we walk down the auditorium. We see movie posters that reflect your favorite movie scenes. What are Jason's best movie moments, worst movie moments, and movies Jason's is looking forward to seeing this year? So what is your worst movie moment from a movie you've seen any time in your life?
Worst movie moments are like stuff that reflect in like my personal life, like moral conflicts. Like I remember watching Hacksaw Ridge with Andrew Garfield, and there was a scene. There were several scenes where I could see he was just not being appreciated for wanting to be nonviolent. Not that I'm like particularly nonviolent, but It was a fact of him not being appreciated that, and then in the end, him making huge sacrifices to not only save the people, but then in the end, people respected him, you know, and that's all most men want is a little bit of respect. Sometimes they don't always get that. So that was the worst movie moment, was having that, was seeing that, and then walking out of the theater feeling like super sad because my reality had not reached the point of respect.
And what is your favorite, worst movie moment and best movie moment, I would say?
My best movie moment, something that stand up and made me clap. There's a lot to choose from. There's just like, there's really cool moments. The first one that came to mind was Optimus Prime. Like after a big battle sequence or towards the ending of the movie, he's all like, I forget the quote, but it's usually he's saying something very profound. And it's I don't know, the voice and timbre of Peter Cullen is just like it's phenomenal. So just hearing that man speak and the voiceover is just always so cool. I'll try to pick one better, best movie moment. I would say The Count of Monte Cristo, when he finds the fortune after being falsely imprisoned, and he is this new identity, this new guy, and these people are trying to figure him out. Like, who is this guy? Where'd he come from? And he's extremely rich. So, don't know. I thought that was pretty cool.
And what is a movie you're looking forward to watching this year?
Oh boy. A movie I'm looking forward to watching this year. I have not thought about this recently. Oh boy. You know, I honestly could not tell you. I think I've seen some trailer. I just don't remember as of right
Isn't like
now.
Bad Boys coming out this year or something? Don't
Bad
look
Boys
forward
coming
to.
out. Yeah, I mean, it'd be all right. It'd be nice to see that. I thought they were kind of done after Bad Boys 3, but you know, I wouldn't fault them for wanting to go after a little bit more. Hey. What movie am I looking forward to? At the moment, I don't really have any movies I'm looking forward to. Maybe a couple more seasons of the live action series of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
What movie made you cry? And what movie made you angry? And what's a powerful scene? And you mentioned I guess the best was a powerful scene, but so what movie made you cry and what made you angry?
Movie that made me cry was one that I mentioned, Hacksaw Ridge. One movie that made me angry was what was it? Not Echelon Conspiracy. Shoot. What movie made me angry? At the moment, I cannot recall any movie that's made me angry. There have been some where I kind of walk out and it's just got me thoughts racing and stuff. So,
And what's a movie that made you laugh? Like, what's a really good
movie,
comedy?
a good comedy. Death at a Funeral. Chris Tucker. No, not Chris Tucker. I'm
Chris
sorry.
Rock.
Chris Rock. Headed that along with Martin Lawrence. And there's that one actor from Drumline or from not Step Up. What is that? It was some movie about a step team in Atlanta. He was a lead actor in that and he
Not the
was a
yard.
funeral. Yeah, Stomp the Yard. There we go. Yeah, I can't recall his name right now, but he was hilarious. Also, what's his face? He was the only white dude, well, one of the white dudes in the cast. He was just on. He mistakenly took some really high psychedelics or something like that, and he was just tripping out in that movie. His performance was hilarious. So,
So, what is the all-time best movie ever right now?
all-time best movie ever. That's hard to say. Because there are ones that are like, there are different categories that just hit different. Gosh, I can't even think of one right now. I Yeah, I don't really have one right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next, what is your unpopular movie opinion or film industry opinion? Like, influencers should not be actors just because they're actors. Like, that's an example. I mean, just because they're influencers, they shouldn't be cast in a movie.
Right. Hey, some of them do kind of well. I would say that we shouldn't be showing so much in the trailers. Because, like, you got 30-second and minute-long trailers that show the basic plot of the movie, and you've already, like, lost me. Like, I don't care if you're replacing most of the action sequences with another action sequence. What if that action sequence you show me was actually better than the one I'm going to see in the movie?
Right.
Or they change the dialogue up. They show an alternative dialogue or something like that. I'm like, I still don't want to. It almost makes me lose interest when they show
Right.
so much in the trailers. It's like, come on, y'all. Really? Just, leave it. I'd say you got 10 to 15 seconds at most to sell this movie to me. I think that's sufficient enough time. Maybe even 20 seconds. 20 seconds at most. 30 seconds, you're going to get rid of the best scenes because the trailer guys are going to cut it in a way that shows off the best scene that they think will generate the audience. So,
Yeah, it's like a Kevin Hart movie. I don't know if it was the one with Ice Cube, but I wanted to see that particular scene. When we see went to the movies, it was not in there. I was like, it just wasted the heck. But what line or piece of dialogue that most affected you? And this could be a script, from Shakespeare, from an actual movie, a television show, even a music video, any type of dialogue that was like, oh wow, I like that.
Oh, I forget what the dialogue was. What the, it was a line that was said by, it was in Oppenheimer, and Oppenheimer's wife, played by that really famous lady, said this line about how vengeful people are always patient or something like that. Yeah, that one line hit me pretty hard. I'm like, wow, that's saying something. And I had to agree to it. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
All right. And what is the best film soundtrack or music in film that you would say? Or even television?
The one I listened to recently was Skyfall. That was sung by Adele. I
Okay.
really liked that track. The visualizations were also amazing, but yeah. For some reason, the song just kind of spoke to me.
Okay. We have arrived at the auditorium. What movie are we watching? With the person that you chose, Denzel, what movie are we watching with him? Other than his movie, but yeah.
That movie that came out with Steve Carell acting as an agent, a Bond agent, sort of way? Is Get Smart. There it is. It starred Steve Carell and Anne Hathaway, and that was hilarious performance by Steve Carell. I could not get enough of that. It's either that or you're watching a Mr. Bean film.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, to recap your trip, we are going to the movies with Denzel Washington. We are eating, you said, what was it?
Sour Patch Kids and
Sour
root
Patch
beer
Kids and root beer.
and
And
some sugar cinnamon pretzels.
in the morning, and we are sitting in the middle, and we are out. So, thank you so much for taking a trip to the cinemas with us. And do you have Jason, do you have any socials or anything that you can that the viewers can connect you with or connect to you with? I'm so sorry,
Yeah,
Tyler.
no, you're fine. I'm laughing at the fact. I'm like, yeah, if you want to, I post weird shit, so I'm not like I don't have the brand training like most of these lady actresses have out here, where they're just they only post the photos that they took and it makes them look good. I'm posting shit that could possibly be embarrassing. So,
All right. Okay.
but you can follow me on Instagram at head underscore voices. Yeah, and that's all the social medias that I have for right now.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show, and thank you, audience, for listening and watching the perspective lens.